hiring, visit Indeed.com/try today.
Combine your pensions with PensionBee and take control of your retirement. Because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, the Prime Minister and the Chancellor both confirmed more pensioners will get the winter fuel allowance this year. How many is still unclear, but a spending review will be announced next week. Pensions researcher Daniela Silcock hopes any new criteria don't just centre around money.
We can't just look at income. We have to look at whether or not people are disabled, the kind of housing they have. Obviously, some houses need more heating in order to stop being damp, and that can lead to other health conditions. So it's difficult actually to target it on an income level.
The Prime Minister has accused Israel of counterproductive and intolerable actions in Gaza as he threatened more sanctions over issues with humanitarian aid. Three sites have been closed, with Israel's military warning nearby roads would be considered combat zones. It's claimed nearly 60 people have been killed at the centres recently, but Israel is denying targeting civilians. Shadow Foreign Secretary Priti Patel says the situation is harrowing.
The level of humanitarian suffering and desperation continues to be unacceptable as children, women and their families continue to suffer while desperately trying to secure food and humanitarian aid. These deaths and casualties near aid distribution centres should never have happened.
A body has been found in the search for a missing man from Glasgow who disappeared on a stag do in Portugal. 38-year-old Greg Monks was last seen last Wednesday. Donald Trump's NATO ambassador wants defence spending to go up to 5% of GDP right now. The UK is expected to commit to 3.5% this month. And the Queen is to star in Peter James' new crime novel alongside her favourite fictional detective, Roy Grace. It centres on a race to stop a killer at Buckingham Palace. Her Majesty is depicted travelling aboard the royal train when disaster strikes and it derails. She had suggested the possibility of a cameo role when she visited the set of a TV adaptation of one of James' novels in 2021. In the city, the FTSE 100 closed up 14 points at 88.01. The pound buys $1.36 and €1.19. And the weather, blustery showers in the north tonight before more persistent rain moves in from the west, a low of 6. Rain moving eastwards tomorrow, clearing by mid-afternoon to leave sunny spells and showers and a high of 18. From Global's newsroom. For Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Good afternoon. Just after 5 for the journey home on Classic FM, it's Margarita Taylor with you with the music of Vivaldi next. It's Glory in D on Classic FM.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
the fourth movement of Alice Mary Smith's Symphony in A Minor, the London Mozart Players, conducted by Howard Shelley. And just ahead of that, the Concerto Italiano played for us the first movement of Vivaldi's Gloria in D. Good afternoon, it's Margarita Taylor with you on Classic FM with a piano concerto next that's very much known for its beautiful second movement. But I've got to say, finale's not bad either. Here's Benjamin Grosvenor with Chopin's Piano Concerto number one.
Thank you.
Benjamin Grosvenor playing as the finale of Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 1. Benjamin joined by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. Thank you for all your messages through to Classic FM this afternoon. Hi to Ross, whose message to say, Margarita, you were asking about an introduction piece to classical music, the piece that you remember starting your journey. Beethoven's Emperor Concerto was mine. My father was a submariner, and courtesy of one of his visits to the States, he brought me this piece of music, my first record as a teenager who fell in love with classical music. I will never forget it, particularly that piano concerto, that Emperor Concerto. I'm now in my late 70s, but still love it, says Ross. Thank you for your lovely text on 61812. Lovely to have you part of the show this afternoon. And hi to Sam, who's got in touch on WhatsApp. Margarita, listening to the show for the first time, finding it so helpful and calming as I revise for an exam tomorrow. Keep up the music. Sam in Loughborough, thank you for your lovely message too. Great to have you listening to Classic FM this afternoon. Thank you. The Orchestra of St. Luke's, conducted by Charles McCarris, with the Clock Symphony from Joseph Haydn, playing you the second movement. And keeping perfect time on the way at 5.30, latest on the traffic and travel. Tim's got the details next. However you're getting home this afternoon, bus, plane, train or X-Wing, Jedi Starfighter, John Williams on the way.
Classic FM.
Kickstart your summer in style at the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event. Join us at your local showroom from the 6th to the 9th of June. Order your new car during the event to unlock our exclusive in-store offers, including a £750 saving. Plus, get your first two services for free. Search the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event to find your local showroom today. T's and C's apply. Selected stock subject to availability, covering 1A and 1B service. Mileage intervals apply.
Classic FM travel.
There are severe delays in Renfrewshire on the M8 westbound because of safety checks after a lorry hit a bridge at junction 27 for Paisley. They're accusing Cheshire on the M6 northbound. There's been an medical emergency between junction 18 Middlewich and junction 19 for Knutsford. In Northamptonshire, there are severe delays on the M1 northbound because a car has broken down between junction 16 for Daventry and junction 17 for Dunchurch. And it's slow in Cardiff on the M4 eastbound. There's been an accident at junction 32, the Coryton interchange. To trains, Merseyrail are running buses instead of trains between Houghton and Ellesmere Port. That's because of problems with the signals.
Classic FM.
theme from Star Wars, and the London Symphony Orchestra playing that piece from John Williams by, well, for the little kid in all of us that first heard those incredible strings and orchestration, my goodness, just takes you back to being little again, doesn't it? Williams conducting on Classic FM. Now, after all that excitement, you might just need a moment of calm.
If you're revising at the moment, we've got the perfect soundtrack to help you concentrate. Classic FM Calm. Soothe nerves and improve focus with the most peaceful classical music. Listen on your radio, on Global Player, or ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM Calm.
Classic FM.
Hubert Parry's English Suite, the seventh movement played by the City of London Sinfoniac, directed by Richard Hickox. You're listening to Classic FM, and from Richard Strauss, Also Sprach Zarathustra.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Spanish Dance Number 1 by Manuel de Falla, played by Jürgen Rost and Monica Rost. And before we heard from Richard Strauss, Elsa Sprach Zarathustra, that first movement performed on Classic FM by the Philharmonia Orchestra.
Thank you.
Finale of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, played by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, Simon Rattle conducting. Benjamin Britten's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra on the way after the news headlines at 6. Tim has those for you next on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. All these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
What would you say to someone who's always posting holiday snaps on Instagram?
Get a life.
People are going to be emailing in with their problems.
Well, we'll get an awful lot of losers ringing in to us or whatever they do.
The Wittering Whitehalls, a podcast rammed full of life advice for all ages. Available now on Global Player.
We don't have enough staff to clean a whole office block, I'm afraid.
Meg's new cleaning firm has been turning down some big jobs. To ensure it doesn't happen again, she needs to get her hiring done and dusted.
But I'm hoping we can be of service very soon.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Sponsor a job on Indeed to unlock more tools that save you time and help you hire quality candidates. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
Hey, it's me, the washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like clouds, so... Heads up! I'm going to be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently. Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
If I need an eye test, I don't go to Specsavers.
One thing you won't see at Specsavers is me.
Do I go?
Yes!
I mean, no. Me? I don't go to Specsavers. Nor you, eh, Spike?
Should have gone to Specsavers. Nah.
Hi, Specsavers. Here for your eye test.
They come to me instead.
Come in. Kettle's on.
Oh, thank you.
If you can't go to Specsavers unaccompanied, we could come to you. See if you're eligible at specsavers.co.uk/home visits.
Many dentists refer their own patients on to Darwood and Tanner.
My name is Dr. Mark Kent. I'm a general dental practitioner practicing in a North London suburb. Darwood and Tanner have become my preferred referral practice. I feel that Dr. Andrew Darwood can provide the highest level of implant surgery that is available, together with giving my patients the option of alternative specialist treatments.
Download your information pack today. Search Darwood and Tanner. Your smile is our healthy obsession.
It's time to reserve your place at the unmissable Kia Electric Experience. Be one of the first to see our highly anticipated new electric vehicles. The sporty Kia EV4, an athletic hatchback with advanced electric power. And the spacious Kia EV5, an SUV with a perfect blend of versatility and performance. Discover our award-winning electric range, including this year's UK and World Car of the Year, the EV3. Secure your exclusive place today. Search the Kia Electric Experience.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back, celebrating the nation's most inspiring music teachers.
Tell us who should win, with £20,000 worth of prizes going to the successful teachers and schools across the UK, thanks to Viking.
Find out more and nominate a teacher at classicfm.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, the Chancellor's told us she has no intention of repeating tax rises on the scale of last year's budget. Rachel Reeves says people should be confident that our public finances are on a firm footing. And she says she's drawn a line under the economic inheritance left by the Tories.
That budget was absolutely necessary because the previous government left a £22 billion black hole in the public finances, not some year in the future, but in the fiscal year we're in. They had already spent the reserve set aside for genuine emergencies three times over.
The Chancellor's also confirmed more people will qualify for the winter fuel allowance this year. The former Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, has accused the government of evasion and silence over the UK's role in the conflict in Gaza. The Prime Minister has called the IDF's decision to shut aid centres counterproductive and intolerable and threatened more sanctions. But Mr Corbyn says that doesn't go far enough.
It's very simple. Until this government ends the sale of weapons to Israel, it will remain complicit in the mass murder of Palestinians in Gaza.